This is Vatican Radio. The fourth annual Voices of Faith storytelling event takes place in the Vatican on Wednesday, March the 8th, which is also International Women's Day. The initiative was started by Catholic philanthropist Chantal Goetz, as she puts it, to enhance the dignity, participation and leadership of women and girls through persistent and good storytelling. Voices of Faith is supported by the Fidel Goetz Foundation and partnered this year by the Jesuit Refugee Service. At this year's event, women from all over the world are making their voices heard in the name of peace, with the gathering itself entitled Stirring the Waters, Making the Impossible Possible. One of the participants at this year's forum is Dr. Celia Elworthy, founder of the Oxford Research Group and co-founder of Peace Direct UK. She spoke to me, Lydia O'Kane, about the importance of having more women in leadership roles.
The potential of women to have a greater leadership role, how important is it for women to have that potential, to be given the chance in leadership positions?
I think it's absolutely vital, not just for women, but for humanity as a whole at the moment, because humanity is facing major crises that are unprecedented and that are man-made, like global warming, like overpopulation, like the rich-poor gap, like massive migration. And we need to up our consciousness. We need to lift our evolutionary capacity to deal with these issues. And up to now, for 5,000 years, we've been missing the feminine. We haven't had true equality in feminine leadership. And boy, do we need it now.
You talked about having a change in attitudes and talked about the percentage of peace-building women, and that for agreements to be made, you need the women in there. You need the women to be the peace-builders as well. Explain a bit more about that.
My organisation mapped how many viable, locally led peace initiatives there were in 1999 worldwide. We're talking about areas of hot conflict. And these are people doing, basically risking their lives so that other people don't get killed, preventing armed violence. And there were 350 such viable organizations in 1999. We did the same research 2 years ago and found that number had increased to 1,400 such organizations. So to me, this is like a grassroots phenomenon. It's like green shoots coming up through concrete. And it is very largely women-led, and it is spiritually based. Most of the people doing this work have become self-aware. They've examined themselves. They've examined their own shadow. And they are using what I would call inner power to do this work.
You mentioned about conflict resolution. You were talking about conflict resolution, but you also pinpointed the Middle East. And you talked about the Middle East, that women are excluded, and why is the conflict still going on? It was an interesting point that you made.
If we analyse conflicts in the world today, they are diminishing in most parts of the world, except the Middle East, where, in fact, conflict is escalating. More people are being killed in the Middle East and less people killed in war worldwide. And I simply notice that the Middle East is an area where women traditionally have been excluded, in some places totally excluded, totally veiled, totally marginalized from any kind of public involvement, public service, certainly decision-making, with notable exceptions. There is one wonderful example from Rojava in Syria, where the women have been the main resistance to ISIS in that area. To so-called Islamic State. It's a totally women-men balanced society there. The women are absolutely equal to men, and they have proved themselves more successful in dealing with ISIS than the men.
Is there sometimes a lot of talk? We'd love to see women in leadership roles. We'd love to see, but sometimes you wonder where the action is. Sometimes we don't see the results in some institutions.
I mean, the glass ceiling is very much talked about in corporate, in that women are exhorted to rise. But when they hit a certain level, they can't get any further without feeling excluded, mocked, certainly marginalized. And so Yes, as a woman in my profession for the last 30, 40 years, has been in security, peace building, and military change. And I've often found myself as the only woman in a room full of 200 men and being mocked and laughed at by the issues I've raised. But you have to believe strongly in the contribution that women can make. And there are many men who do espouse that, who do know from experience how they love working with the skills of women and sharing those skills. I believe that what you might call feminine intelligence, FQ, like IQ, EQ, FQ, is equally available to men as it is to women. And it consists of, very briefly, compassion, inclusivity, interconnectedness, and the care and nurture of our physical world. In other words, women, by our ability to procreate and give birth, are particularly in tune with the seasons, with the moon, and with the needs of the earth. And so women are super needed now to help the earth recover.
Final question. How important was it for you to come to this Voices of Faith event, and how important is it to celebrate International Women's Day?
First of all, I'm delighted to be here in Rome and that this event is taking place within the Vatican. I think it's very important, and I get shivers to think that this kind of issue can now begin to be discussed seriously in the Catholic Church because it is long overdue. I work with the military, and I see the military has changed radically over 30 years. There are now women generals, women air vice marshals, women at the very top of the military profession. The same in the judiciary, the same in politics. Women are showing their skills everywhere, and it seems to me a very sad thing if the Catholic Church is left behind in that it's then missing the particular skills and abilities of women in decision-making positions. So I'm sad about that, but I'm very glad that on International Women's Day, this discussion can take place within the Vatican.